Is it safe to go home now?
She was a living doll. The rainbow in one eye, and the other bluer than the bluest sky. This fairy took a stroll among the strawberries to have some breakfast with her fellow fairies. Some rose petals too, and a drop of morning dew. That'll do, she contemplated. Slightly irritated about her frustration towards creation. Being ethereal could drive her hysterical, particularly since she has a physical appetite. Then this bunk came by, and she said, stood upright, and shades hid his eyes against the light. The pins piercing his skin expressed the state he was in, but something was very alive in his pants. And he took it out with both hands.
Well, fuck you, fairy, he said. Right here in the fucking strawberry bed. Well, dig my dick,
he insisted. Her ethereal mind was totally twisted right out of her head.
Getting rather wet. But is this all I'm gonna get? Hardly more than a drop of morning dew. I didn't really come. How about you?
But the punk was on his way, and in the fairy forest, the fairy had to stay. And like many of us, with herself she had to play for the remainder of this exciting, wonderful